We have today Jesus' words echoing down to us across the ages. Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? Of course, these words are challenging to hear because they often come to us at times that we are very afraid. And you may wonder, then, what sort of faith do we have? These words come to the disciples after they have experienced a significant storm on the sea, where their little boat is getting swamped with water, and they are absolutely certain this will mean their death and destruction. So yes, they were afraid. And we too, of course, who navigate the storms of this life, who go around in our little boats upon this great sea, find ourselves afraid when those boats start to take on water, when we start to feel overwhelmed, like our demise, our difficulties are certain. Indeed, Job himself, in our first reading, feels this way. This is not a unique condition to humanity at this point in time. The disciples encountered it in Jesus' day, and Job encounters it well before that. There have been some significant storms in his life. And like the disciples, he may well wonder to himself, is God sleeping? If I were to go into the stern of my little boat, would I just find Jesus asleep on a pillow? It seems like God should do something about the storms, about the chaos, about the challenges that I see around me. And while we who have the gift of time, distance, and others sharing these stories with us know very well that God can and will address these storms, we have just as hard a time as the disciples in Job today when we encounter the storms ourselves. We too may well wonder, is God sleeping? Is God around? We may ask even with the disciples, does God care that we are experiencing this pain, suffering, and hardship? We know the storms all too well. The storm raging in Russia and Ukraine, the storm raging in Israel and Gaza, storms raging across this earth and other nations that we don't even know about, but are happening nonetheless. The storms in our own nation, in the midst of division, polarization, the storms with our own friends and family, storms of unrest, of bitterness, of cutoff, storms of challenge, of heartache. We know the storms of others and see the challenges they are walking through, these ones who are near and dear to us. And we have cried out to God to make these storms different, to end them altogether. And things seem to remain the same. And so we wonder, God, are you there? Are you awake? This is the challenge I think that Paul is articulating in our second reading today to the Corinthian church. As he says, we are going to see things in this world that look different than the truth we have encountered through Christ. We are going to experience things that feel very off from those who believe they have received the grace of God. Things that will make us wonder, is that grace still operating? Is that grace still applicable to this situation? And perhaps this is why Paul begins by saying, I do not want you to accept the grace of God in vain. Because you can see the storms of this world, and your own mind and the people around you will tell you that that is what is really true. These external things will tell us that we are imposters, unknown, punished, perishing, poor, sorrowful, having nothing. These are the voices we may be invited to believe. And when we do, we know we are filled with great fear. Yet God steps in today and reminds us that no, God is not asleep. God has not overlooked us. God has not abandoned us or gone elsewhere. God is here. God speaks to Job out of the whirlwind. In the midst of the storm crashing around him, God is there. And God tells him very plainly that, in short, you do not understand things the way I do. You did not create this world. You did not speak it into being. And most importantly, you do not know how to put limits around these chaotic forces the way I do. God says, this great sea, these waves that come crashing in, have boundary lines that God has established. I told the sea, this is how far you can come, no further. There is a limit to the chaos, to the challenge, to the storm. Indeed, if we read the beginning of Job's story, we would have seen that was true for him as well. Satan must ask permission from God to do anything. And God sets clear limits around what Satan is allowed to do. Job and we do not like those limits. We want it to be a much lesser degree. The disciples wish that the storm had a better limit than the water coming up to their ankles or their knees even. But the point of this is that God remains in control of these chaotic forces. They are not greater than God. Jesus demonstrates this in the boat as well. As even the most ferocious of storms that will certainly capsize us and pull us under can be completely calmed and stilled with but a word from Jesus. Peace. Be still. And we know that all of the raging storms of this world, all of the difficulties we encounter, all of the challenges in our nation and across the world and in our families and with our friends, all of that can be stilled with just a word from God. Or rather, with just the word of God. This is the truth that I think Paul is trying to drive home for the Corinthians today. To recognize now God is at work. Now God is seeking to help you. Now is the day of salvation. For you see, we do not have just a God who is powerful and mighty and able to limit the chaos, but we have also expressed today a God who cares about us, who desires to save us. When the disciples ask Jesus, "Do you not care that we are perishing?" He immediately calms the storm and then chides them for their fear and their lack of faith. But Jesus needs them to know, of course he cares. Indeed, it's the very reason why he is here. Jesus is sent because God cares that we are perishing. God cares that we are finding ourselves slaves to sin and the power of death. God cares enough to liberate us and save us from this fate. God cares enough to offer us true life. And can we trust that truth in the midst of the storms? Can we know how much God cares about us? And if we did, our fears would be driven out, for we would know no matter what, the storms look like and how they rage, they are not greater than this God of power and might who loves us into life. The Corinthians are to know this too. They too are to stand fast and know the truth of how the love of God sustains them in the midst of these chaotic forces that surround them. That even as the world and even their own minds would tell them that they are imposters and untrue and don't have enough and that they have nothing actually, the grace of God reminds them the truth that they are well known to God. That they are alive in Christ. That they have an abundance of grace, mercy, and love to share with others. Not only do we have enough for this situation, we can tell others about it and make them rich too. In God, we already possess everything. This is the truth that is to sustain us. In the midst of our challenges and difficulties, in the midst of the storms that rage, we have a confidence that says God is here and God loves us. We experience this today in the meal that we share as Christ shows up in this bread and wine, body and blood, and continues to say, "Peace, be still," to our anxious and troubled hearts. Continues to help us know this grace of God that holds us fast and today, at this acceptable time, offers us salvation, offers us life. And we who suddenly discover in the midst of this moment a stillness can then look to the other boats traveling alongside us. Others who may be caught in the wind and the waves, wondering and worrying about the water they are taking on. And we can proclaim to them the truth as well. God is here and loves us. God can address these storms. We are invited to celebrate and share this love of Christ that says, yes, Jesus is awake. Yes, Jesus is still speaking peace to us. Yes, Christ cares. And for this wonderful news, we can only stand like the disciples on the ship in awe and amazement of who this God is and how this God works. Simply saying, thanks be to God. Amen.